So why don't we just get ourselves centered and ready for the session by doing something very simple. Let's take in a nice, deep in-breath. Please breathe in as deeply as you can. And hold. And release. Let's take this time to make sure that the body is comfortable. If you're seated, make sure that your hands are resting gently on your thighs or your knees. If possible, make sure the feet are planted firmly on the floor. You could sit cross-legged if you want to. The back should be upright, but not so upright that it brings any degree of discomfort to you. And let the shoulders rest. Just let them drop. Let them rest. Simply notice if there's any part of the body that you need to bring into comfort, into ease. In the almost 10 years that I've been doing this for corporations, it has become tradition for me to do a meditation towards the end of the year, which is about gratitude. It's about bringing our thoughts to things within our lives that we're grateful for. And there truly are so many. And it's important, I think, that we do it. And we don't have to do it just at the end of the year. You can do it at any point during the year. But it just seems right to do it as the year comes to an end, that we can think about the things that we're grateful for, the people, things that we've overcome. There's so many good things. So I'm going to help you to connect with these things, and you may find that when we bring our thoughts to people, events, feelings that have taken place during the course of the year, they may trigger certain emotions within you. You may find remembering certain things, certain people, that it brings either some joy, some additional joy, or some even possibly some sadness to you. Whatever comes to your mind, whatever you feel, it's okay. And if it is sadness, then let it come and let it release. If it is joy, embrace it. These days we have been using a background video so that people have something very nice to look at. So I'm going to share my screen with you. Bring to mind this idea of the people, places, things that you wish to express gratitude for. We've been so fortunate to have certain people in our lives, family members, friends, coworkers. We've had some wonderful things happen to us during the course of the year. Maybe it's a new job where you are. Maybe you've accomplished something within your job that makes you very proud, very happy. Maybe you've overcome some obstacle. Whatever it is, and maybe all of these things, set a simple statement within your mind. It might even be along the lines of, I am grateful for the people and events that have taken place this year. I am grateful for my life. I am grateful for knowing this person, for having this person in my life. I'm grateful for this job. Maybe you've been blessed with a child in your life. I'm grateful for the child, this new child in my life, for getting married, for having a new relationship. Whatever it is, set a simple statement within your mind to express your gratitude. We want to take all those thoughts that are swirling around regarding things that we've done today, all these thoughts that we tend to attach to, and just quiet them down. And the way you do this is you connect with your breath. Gently breathe in through your nostrils. And gently breathe out through your nostrils or mouth, whichever you prefer. In this part of the meditation, this is called the preliminaries, we want to breathe normally. We're not forcing ourselves to breathe in a particular way. It's our normal breath. We gently breathe in, gently breathe out. When the breath has left you, stay there just for a second or two and notice how the breath makes you feel. After doing this a few times, you can start to feel the body letting go of any tension, any discomfort that it has been holding on to. Let any discomfort leave you with your out-breath. If you find yourself overly agitated, excited, having difficulty letting go of any thoughts, try breathing in a little bit deeper and try breathing out a little bit deeper. Our breath is such a wonderful element that allows us to let go. If you just let it do what it does so beautifully, so naturally. With each in-breath, I give myself the ability to bring calm, peacefulness, relaxation to my body and to my mind. The key when we do the preliminaries is to just simply follow your breath, to follow it in, follow it out. And once again, if you struggle with this, why don't you try counting? As you breathe in, say within your mind the number one. Breathe in and say one. Release. Breathe in and say the number two. And release. and continue at your own pace. Sometimes we can even see these numbers very gently, softly appear within our minds and then disappear as we breathe out. What a wonderful thing you're doing right now. It is a way to show kindness and compassion to your body and to your mind, to allow your mind to reconnect with what is our natural state, a state of stillness, state of peacefulness. We learn to skillfully look at our thoughts and see all that activity going on. And just take all those thoughts with each in-breath and just let go of them with your out-breath. Notice the shoulders dropping, letting go. We hold so much tension within the shoulders, but as you do the simple breathing, you can feel the shoulders just letting go. We start to get into a rhythm. Very steady, easy rhythm. Allow your mind very organically, very naturally, start to show you the things that you're grateful for. We can look at our entire lives. We don't simply have to look at the year that is almost up. We can first bring to mind the people in our lives that we are grateful for. We may start with our parents. We take our parents so often for granted, but it is because of them that we exist, of course. And it doesn't matter whether they're still with us or not, you can still express your gratitude for bringing us into this world, for teaching us, for loving us, providing shelter and food. You may wish to bring to mind other family members, maybe a brother, sister, a dear aunt or uncle, grandparents. As you bring these different people to mind, truly see them. Sometimes we can see these beautiful, smiling faces. And if you wish, you can express your gratitude to them in any way that you wish. You could simply say, thank you. Or maybe thank you for something. Thank you for being there. Thank you for your kindness, your compassion. And continue bringing to mind the different people that have been in your life. Maybe there's a spouse, a boyfriend, or a girlfriend. Maybe there is a child, even a grandchild, a niece or a nephew. Not only can we sometimes see their smiling faces, but we can imagine them expressing their love to us. We've all been fortunate to have teachers in our lives, teachers in school, teachers, mentors, and life. We have people at work, our coworkers, who have been incredibly supportive of us, who've helped us when we needed help, who've guided us, who've sometimes done such a simple thing as smiling in our direction when we were having a difficult day. Once again, express your gratitude in any way you wish. Maybe just bringing them to mind is enough. Maybe the next time you see someone that you work with, who has been very supportive, tell them. Say thank you. There are so many things within our lives that we take for granted, such as our homes. Most of us are very fortunate to have beautiful homes that we live in. When is the last time that you thought about how fortunate you are to live in such a beautiful home, to be sheltered, to have all the comforts? Thank you for these amenities. Thank you for the shelter. Thank you for these beautiful surroundings, a place that makes me feel safe. We take for granted, and at least many of us do, the food we consume. The food is provided to us through the hard work of so many people. bring your thoughts in this moment to all the different hands, the different people, the different beings that make our food possible. Everything from the insects in the ground to the workers who pick our food, to the drivers that drive our food to the supermarkets, to the people that work in the supermarkets, allow yourself to see this incredible supply chain and express your gratitude now to all those who have made the food that we consume possible. We are so fortunate to have these amazing bodies, these physical bodies, that we truly take for granted too often. These amazing instruments, these feet that take us wherever we need to go. These hands with such incredible dexterity that allow us to type, to write, to dress ourselves, to bathe ourselves. These beautiful lungs that allow us to breathe in good health. These amazing eyes that allow us to see all the wonders that life has to offer. These just as amazing ears, which allow us to listen to so much. That allow us to take in the voice of a loved one, to listen to good conversation, to listen to music that resonates with us. You're so fortunate to have this amazing skeletal system that allows us to function. That gives us strength, a muscular system which does the same. And of course, there is our beautiful heart that allows us to live this life. It is very common for us not to consider these amazing bodies of ours, but in this moment, bring your thoughts to your body, and you can express gratitude to it, to anything that you wish. What amazing bodies we have. And last but not least, sometimes we may wish to express our gratitude for this wonderful job, this company that has hired us, employed us, and pays us. How fortunate we are to have these jobs, to work for this company. Thank you for providing this well-being session to the employees. What a generous gift. Bring your thoughts to the bigger picture now, to this life that we live, to this beautiful planet. In this moment, know that you are connected with this planet, this beautiful planet that has given us so much, and yet we take so much from it. Why not take a moment to acknowledge a beautiful planet? Such beautiful sights, beautiful surroundings. Let your mind see any particular places on this planet that has brought you happiness. As our year starts to come to a close, you may wish to reflect upon something that has taken place during this year that was challenging. It may have been health related, it may have been related to relationships, it may have been some difficulty at work. Whatever it was, bring your thoughts to something that has taken place this year that created difficulties. And acknowledge your ability to overcome these difficulties. And express your gratitude to be able to overcome these difficulties, these challenges, to be here in this moment. We're going to end this meditation now by taking in a deep in breath. And when you do this, breathe in gratitude right into your heart. Take that nice deep in breath. And release. Now bring your attention down to your feet and gently wiggle your toes. Bring your attention to your hands and gently wiggle your fingers. Bring your attention to all of your senses, sense of touch, sense of taste, sense of smell, sense of hearing, and finally, the sense of sight And if you've closed your eyes, very slowly open your eyes and become fully present.